This Bible reading is taken from 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 to 24. Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word." Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Leave here, turn eastward, and hide in the Kereth ravine, east of the Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have ordered the ravens to feed you there." So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to the Kereth ravine, east of the Jordan, and stayed there. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food." So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called her and asked, "Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink?" As she was going to get it, he called, "And bring me, please, a piece of bread." "As surely as your Lord, your God, lives," she replied, "I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, and we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first, make a small cake of bread for me and for me from what you have and bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says: the jar and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land." She went away and did as Elijah told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up and the jar of oil did not run dry, in the keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. Sometime later, the son of the woman who owned the house became ill. He grew worse and worse and finally stopped breathing. She said to Elijah, What do you have against me, man of God? Did you come to remind me of my sins and kill my son? Give me your son," Elijah replied. He took him from her arms, carried him to the upper room where he was staying, and laid him on his bed. Then he cried out to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, have you brought me tragedy again also upon this widow I am staying with, by causing her son to die?" Then he stretched himself out on the boy three times and cried to the Lord, "O Lord, my God, let this boy's life return to him." The Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived. Elijah picked up the child and carried him down from the room into the house. He gave him to his mother and said, "Look, your son is alive." Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is true." Thanks be to God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much indeed. You may think to yourself, what on earth is that passage all about? We're going to think about that. Let's just pray you might understand it. Lord, help us to see what your word says. Help us to know what you promise and what that can mean for us. Amen. Well, it's a long, complicated story. And the story we're thinking about today, and we'll have some slides later on, it was a really difficult time. It was a sad and difficult time. There's a king called Ahab who had been a king there for 22 years. And you might think that would bring lots of stability and economic revival to a country. The northern kingdom where King Ahab was, it was in a terrible state. It got worse and worse and worse. The southern kingdom was ruled by a man called Asa. And King Asa followed the word of God. He listened to it and obeyed it. Well, Ahab had married a woman called Jezebel. And always be careful who you marry, because your mother-in-law could be very awkward. And this mother-in-law, but this man was really awkward because her husband was called Ethbaal. And hear the name there, Baal? See, they worshipped Baal. It was idol worship. And they'd been ignoring God's word. Years before, Joshua had been told, he said, look, to the people, don't rebuild Jericho. The Lord says, don't rebuild it. And chapter 16 tells us that King Ahab got people to rebuild Jericho. And the thing Joshua had said years before was, if you try and begin to build the city again, your firstborn son will die. If you carry on, your youngest son will die. And the word of the Lord, it happened. See, when God speaks, he wants to be taken seriously. And that man, Hiel, his two children died because the people he were ignoring what God had said. And the people continued to ignore God. And then somebody arrived. But let's have the first slide, can we? First two slides. Look up there. Back with Ahab, God's word was ignored. And when it was ignored, next, what happened? Next slide, please. There is judgment, because you can't trifle with the living God. And then suddenly, God's word is moving, because the people turn their back on it. So God sends Elijah, his spokesman, out from the northern kingdom, and says, go further away. And yes, we're told, chapter 17, verse 1, the first verse Finn read, now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Abraham, as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word. And that happened. Now, I know that some people in Wargrave have these very posh water irrigation pipes, their gardens. And we have Thames Water very near us here, literally, who provide water to wash in and drink and cook with. But imagine it, God's judgment. The word was fulfilled. There was no water or rain or moisture. And friends, the Lord notices when his word is ignored. You won't have the abundant life we're thinking about in that verse from John's Gospel, which Jesus promised. And so often people have no joy but sadness, have no sense of purpose but unhappiness, because they've ignored the word of God. When God's word is ignored, it brings difficulty. Now, another slide to go up now. I hope for some birds. Oh no, that is where, first of all, that is the brook where Elijah was sent. He was told to go to that brook where there'd be, one thing was provided was water. The stream was running. But the next slide, please. Now, where might you find bees in England? Tower of London. And for some reason, they do seem to amass. I think they get fed a lot, don't they? But they are there. Lots of these ravens. And God had promised Elijah, when you get there, there'll be water in the brook, and the ravens will bring you bread and meat. And that reminds us there is a word we can trust. If God speaks, it happens. No rain, he said, except at my word. Then the word of the Lord comes to Elijah. He goes to the ravine, and he's provided for as God had promised. And later on, chapter 17, verse 8, the word came again, and Elijah's told to go to Zarephath. That's where the king of Sidon had his territory. And the Lord said to Elijah, listen to again what the Lord said, I have commanded a widow there to supply you with food. Now, this widow was facing a terrible time. Next slide, please. You see, there she is collecting her sticks. And later on, we find out that widow had an upper room in her house. She was a wealthy woman, but actually, even she couldn't get enough food to survive and thrive. And so there we discover what she has in the next slide. Well, there they are, just a little bit of food, a little bit of oil. Next slide, please. Literally a drop of oil, nothing left. Next slide, please. Oh, next one, that's done one. Let's go again, one more. I put the X one in, I think. Oh, let's stop there. Because God said that he provide. And what God had said to Elijah is the jar of flour and jug of oil will not be used up until the Lord gives rain. And that happened. The word of the Lord, again, was fulfilled. Then the story seems to take a terrible turn. The boy becomes sick and gets sicker and sicker and dies. And Elijah was aware that God had promised good to that family, so he prayed to the Lord, Lord God, why has this child died? Bring this child back for his mother, he prayed. And the child was brought back. You see, there's no food or water. In dearth, there was provision. And in that home, great sadness, the death of that young person. And in that case, the Lord brought the child back. And the end of the story shows us that once again, God's word was true. Let's have the next slide, please. You see, there he is being returned to his mother. He is healed and restored, and Elijah hands the boy back to that widow at Zarephath. Next slide, please. Now, what I learned from that, whether you're a young person or an adult, is that when God's word is believed, it is fulfilled. Now I know the word of the Lord from your mouth is true, said that widow to Elijah. When God speaks, it occurs, whether it's judgment or blessing. And the lesson for us, it's a big lesson, perhaps a hard lesson, is that when God's word is believed, next slide please, there's provision. And the question for parents and godparents today is, will you trust the Lord to provide for your children? Will you trust him to provide them not just with clothes and opportunities, but also with most of all, the most important thing, the abundant life available to all in Jesus Christ? Let's pray, shall we? Lord, there's a constant refrain, a repeat in that chapter from 1 Kings. The word of the Lord came, the word of the Lord was fulfilled. And Lord, thank you that your word can be trusted. Help us to trust you, the God who provided for Elijah, that widow, that boy. And if we look to him and believe him, he'll provide for us with his unbreakable word. Amen.